This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. An airstrike in Sudan's capital Khartoum on Saturday killed at least 17 people, including 5 children, health officials said, as fighting continued between rival generals seeking to control the country. The attack was one of the deadliest of the clashes in urban areas of Khartoum and elsewhere in Sudan between the military and a powerful paramilitary group known as the Rapid Support Forces. It was not clear whether the attack was by aircraft or a drone. The military's aircraft have repeatedly targeted RSF troops, and the RSF has reportedly used drones and anti-aircraft weapons against the military. Ugandan authorities have recovered the bodies of over 40 people after suspected rebels attacked a secondary school near the border with Congo. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
The victims, most of whom were students, were burnt, shot, or hacked to death at Lubiriha Secondary School in the Ugandan border town of Mpondwe. The attackers came at night and set fire to a dormitory, shooting and hacking others with machetes. The Ugandan military has said that at least 6 people were abducted by the rebels, who fled across the porous border into Congo after the raid. Ugandan authorities blamed the raid on the Allied Democratic Forces, an extremist group that has been launching attacks for years from its bases in volatile eastern Congo. I'm Karen Chemas.
Britain's King Charles celebrated his first official birthday parade as a sovereign on Saturday, riding on horseback to inspect soldiers in a ceremony that has been an annual event since 1760. The parade comes just weeks after his coronation on May 6th. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he supports South Korea's efforts to develop a healthy and mature cooperative relationship with China. South Korea's foreign ministry said this on Saturday. Blinken, who arrives in Beijing on Sunday for the highest-level visit by an official of President Joe Biden's administration, discussed bilateral relations, relations between China and South Korea, and North Korea in a call with South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin on Saturday, the ministry said in a statement. Washington is imposing visa restrictions for Ugandans it accuses of undermining the democratic process after the enactment of an anti-gay law in the East African country. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A statement Friday from the U.S. State Department does not name any targeted individuals. It says the U.S. will consider further possible actions against Ugandan officials and other individuals complicit in abusing human rights, including those of LGBTQ+ persons, or engaging in corrupt practices. Uganda's new law adopted last month punishes homosexuality, including with the death penalty in some cases. The legislation has been widely condemned by rights activists and others abroad, but it has wide support in Uganda, including among religious leaders and lawmakers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The rate of housing evictions has been skyrocketing in many areas of the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Eviction filings have gone far above pre-pandemic levels, 50% higher in some cities. During the pandemic, eviction moratoriums were in place and billions of dollars were available in federal rental assistance. But that is gone. Rent prices have soared nearly 31% higher than they were in 2019. For one family in Atlanta, where the 70-year-old father has heart trouble and asthma, his plea for leniency was denied in court. That family is now in a dilapidated Atlanta hotel room with water dripping through the ceiling, broken furniture, no refrigerator, paying $275 a week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Professional golfer Ricky Fowler is in the lead at the U.S. Open, now underway in Los Angeles, but Fowler says the tournament is far from over.
Being in the lead is nice, but it really means nothing right now. I'm looking forward to continuing to challenge myself and go out there and try and execute the best I can.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.